This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day and joining me here today on WGOD. We're working through a study in Acts, and now here today, as I've been doing here lately, we are going to hear something that I preached just a couple of weeks ago at Island Community Church. This series was a short look through the book of Revelation. We looked at the seven churches. We looked at the great doctrine. You know, I always say, you know, don't get your doctrine from the book of Revelation. But I mean by that, don't get your doctrine from the dreams and visions of the book of Revelation. But the first three chapters is tremendous doctrine to help know more about the faith. As we look at the Lord's letter to these churches, we look and we see what He commends. We see what He hates. Now, here today, and for the rest of this week, we're looking at what went down in history as the worldly church. Now, remember, all of these churches are alive here today in some way or another. You can find yourself, everyone will find themselves in a persecuted church. You could find yourself in a loveless church, a church that is mean and cold to everyone, and they don't ever say hi to people when they walk in. Today, you could find yourself in a worldly church. That is a church that's compromised with the world. Here we're going to see today, verse 13, he says, I know your works, I know where you live, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name, and you've not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr. Who was Antipas? This is what we're going to look at here today. Antipas was another saint. Actually, Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. His crime? Not denying Jesus Christ. That's the message here for today and for this week. Now we're looking at the worldly church of Pergamos and the worldly church here of today.
Now, as history has it, Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle for not denying his Savior. Reminds me, too, of Polycarp. We looked at him last week, didn't we, or week before, right? 86 years old. He says, for 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. And old Polycarp got out his gavel and said, bring it on. With a cane in one hand and a gavel in the other, he says, bring it on. That's what Polycarp says. Now here this man walks into a bronze kettle. By the way, could you do that? Could you say that? I'll tell you what. The nerve to do this doesn't come from owning two Cadillacs in your garage. It comes through the flames of adversity. Is what makes you walk into a bronze kettle, whistling Dixie. Or saying, for 86 years I've served him, he's done me no wrong yet. Bring it on. Doesn't come from living high on the hog. It comes through God making your life difficult. Did you know that? You're in good shape this week. I'm curious how these guys did it. I want to know. I've got my suspicions. Let's turn, please, if you would, Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. I want to know how this guy can walk into a bronze kettle so I can go and do likewise. Because I don't know about you, but I'm just not quite ready to be fried today. But I will. Daniel chapter 3, starting in verse 4. What gave these guys the unction that they have? Daniel chapter 3, starting in verse 4. Now a herald cried aloud, saying, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time when you hear the sound of the cornet, or the trumpet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, that you fall down and worship the gold image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship that same hour will be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." All right, there's the command. The same command, by the way, I expect to be given here in the future very soon. The same thing that happened in Daniel's time, if you ask me for my opinion, I say is going to happen again here in the world coming up soon. Bow down and worship the image of the beast. Here's the response, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the gold image which thou hast set up." In Esposito vernacular, it's taketh a hike. O king, are you kidding me? The way I used to live all my life, you're going to threaten me with a little bit of fire? You should have done that 40 years ago when I was an unbeliever. Not anymore. That don't work anymore. God snatched me out of the fire. I love the King James English here. It says that we're not careful to answer you. Talk about bull in a china shop. We're not careful. We're going to steamroll over this. We're not careful. Like politicians are today. And people today that don't want to offend anyone, right? Every word that they think out is carefully planned. We're better, you know, except for Donald Trump, who just says whatever he wants. Other than that, everybody else plans out what they says. These guys, we're not careful. We're not going to think about what's going to happen. We're not careful. No, I will not do it. This needs to be your attitude today. When these people come walking here through the door and they say, "Are there any Christians here?" Now, Bill there is first in line. He's promised. The line starts with him. Are there any Christians? There's two. There's three, four, five. You see, six. Everyone here will get in line. Because something happens to you when you get in line. But you see, you got to make this step. It's just like that Indiana Jones movie. When he throws the stones down there and then all of a sudden, and he goes like that and then there's a plank there. You ever see that before? But you got to take that step. And this is what happens when you take this step. Verse 23. Now these three men were raptured before it got hot in the kitchen. Oh no, that's not what it says. Pardon me. These three men were thrown into the furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. He rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." So he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the fire, and they've got no hurt on them. And the fourth looks like," what does it say? "The Son of God." That's what happens to you when you take that step. I can't explain it, but he goes with you in the fire when you take that step. All those people we've seen have lost their head and have been killed I'm willing to bet you that they saw something nobody else could see on the television through what this word tells me. Like Antipas and these three, when you obey the Lord and stand tall in the faith, something happens. Sometimes you have hurt. Sometimes you don't have hurt. These guys didn't have it. But they said, even if not, we're still not going to. The outcome doesn't matter. Are you willing to go into the fire is what matters. These guys had no hurt. Antipas had a lot of hurt. But God went through him. Went through it with him. Turn with me, please. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to look at the last recorded words ever spoken by the Apostle Paul. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 16. Says, at my first answer, it's the word apologetos. Our word apologetics comes from this. Our defense, some translations say at my first defense. At my first, everybody there? At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray, God, that it might not be laid to their charge. Now look at what he says in verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. See, when everyone else fails you, God stands with you and goes with you through the fire. I'll venture to guess every time. These were the last words that he spoke. I believe before he went to the chopping block, he saw visibly with his own eyes the Son of God right next to him, encouraging him, giving him strength, and saying, just one minute longer, eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and he'll preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thus ends the life of the Apostle Paul, as we know it. Something happens when a saint goes through the fire. And our attitude needs to be like these three Hebrews who said, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But if not, they said, we still won't do it. For 86 years have I served him. How about you? Fill in the blank. How many years have you served him? There's some 80s, some 50s. For me, it's around 25. For 20 or 25 years have I served him. You know what? He's done me no harm. He's done me no wrong. Has God been faithful to you in your life? What did he mean? Okay, here's some more on this worldly church. What did he mean by Satan lives there? This may refer to the great temple of Asclepius, a pagan god of healing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.